Hello, it's Jacqueline. Always a privilege and pleasure to share empowering moments with each and every one of you across this planet and beyond, reminding you of who you are and what you desire. Permission granted. Tis the season indeed, and I always believe tis the season for empowerment. Empowerment is always in season. Empowerment is the power to control your world, the power to exercise vibrational control over your world. Am I thinking thoughts that serve me? Am I feeling emotions that serve me? Yes or no? Do you think that goes on hold until the new year? I hope not. Otherwise, the rest of your life goes on hold. What if it were? Tis the season for empowerment. It will make every other celebration this season and beyond so much brighter, so much more magical. Because to have a magical life is to create a lot of mindful, magical moments. And that requires and actually gets the invitation extended to you to show up present instead of just the hustle and bustle of the energy of the holidays, of the buying and the giving and the getting. What if you decided 'tis the season for empowerment, self-empowerment, and the greatest gift you could ever give another would be first the gift you give yourself, that of empowerment, that of reminding yourself that there is no one better than to remind you to be you than you. Are you taking notice of who you are rather than who you think you're not or who you think the world thinks you are to be? Are you taking notice of all that you are appreciating or all that you're not quite yet pleased with? All that you're waiting for or all that already is here as you blow your own mind every once in a while in awe, starry-eyed, wonder, a state of anticipation from a place of appreciation. It's a beautiful place to come from, not just this season, but every day of all the years of your life. Empowerment invites and includes you in the moment. Do you have to do it perfectly? I hope not. It'd be way too small, but you do get to be powerful. The power to control your vibration means that I know that everything is vibrational. I know that everything and everyone is energy. You do know that if you're listening to me. Most of the people on this planet alone may not be aware of that. You are. But here's the truth. 'Tis the season for empowerment because not one of us can cease to vibrate. Not one of us can cease to think or feel as we are creating heaven on earth in our bodies. And so if that is true, 'tis the season to be empowered is to be on the side of all who I am versus all who I think I'm not. Giving yourself the gift, the true gift of your own level of Christ consciousness, of your own level of consciousness of knowing that you are born for greatness, you are born worthy, you are born enough, so you may as well get on with this and start having so much fun, so much joy, no matter the season, because you are bringing you to the moment. There's no better moments than when you show up to them, and you know that to be true. It's where your power resides. Or are you waiting until the new year? Next year, as soon as we'll see the next sale, you are not for sale. You are priceless on your own. Being 'tis the season to be empowered, I cannot think of any other gift that would be more priceless for you to remember all who you are. And as you remember that privately with me right now, that you know that your life is made up of a lot of mindful moments that do get to create happily ever after, not one day, but right here today, because you've chosen to show up as you. No greater person on this world for you to be than you, and knowing everyone else is already taken, you may as well show up as the best version of you today, not one day, hoping, waiting. Not one more thing needs to happen for you to give yourself permission to be all who you were intended to be. And then from that state, you get to keep expanding because we came here to expand and evolve. But the way to do so is to already take notice and stand in your power today. creating that from a state of, I don't need to be always in the hustle and bustle of the season. If I find myself overwhelmed, that's simply an indicator of my higher self saying, you're out of alignment. You don't have to make yourself wrong. You don't have to get caught up in one more gift you need to buy or one more person you need to send an invitation or a thank you to. What you get to do right then, if you're willing, and I know you can be and will be, is you get to go into alignment. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed. I'm missing out on the magic of the season. I'm missing out on the magic of me. Align, then act. Overwhelm is simply an indicator that says you are not up to speed with your inner self, your higher self. And you know me, I want you to take your inner star with you everywhere you go. What a gift for yourself and everyone who has the privilege to be in your sphere of influence, whether you know them or not. By you illuminating your own light, you illuminate, you radiate, and you vibrate. And when you know that, you can then, 'tis the season for empowerment, and being we are coming upon the end of the year, we're not rushing it, but as you reflect and you have retrospect and you go into introspect about all who you have become through this year alone, this moment, this day, you can look at who you have become, how your life has transformed, what you would do all over again, what you now know to be true, what you've learned from how you've been living this year, not to make yourself wrong, simply to appreciate and fine-tune for more to come. Because we are ever evolving and you are included in that expansion. The key is that you bring you to the moment through the level of empowerment, the power to control my vibration. For what comes to me always matches me. It is always about my vibration. Are the thoughts that I am thinking, are they empowering or disempowering? Do they serve me or not? Do I want them to boomerang back into my sphere of influence or not? It's a choice, and you can find yourself always choosing you the more you become well-practiced, and there's no one better to choose but you. So with all that to say, as you put your head on the pillow tonight and you think, who was I today? How did I radiate, vibrate, and illuminate my gifts within me? Without even having to say a word or saying a few words, that you know your peace of mind, your tranquility rests in your internal sanctuary, not just what you did today or what you didn't do, but who you chose to be. And the more you look forward to bringing you to every moment, no matter the season, because you are always in season, you are both timely and timeless, know that you are in the perfect divine order for being all who you are right here, right now. Permission granted.